Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Here we go, Kid Nation. We play twice a day. This is time for round one. Let's get inside the bank vault. Let's play Beat the Bank. Call 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take call number 13 to play round one of Beat the Bank. Your shot at winning up to $1,000. And if you're wondering, hey, doesn't Al normally say the phone number? He does, but Al is not in studio with us today because he has something going on with his goopy eyes.
Yeah, he
both of
picture.
Them.
We all got the picture on our cell phone of his puppy face.
He looks slightly better than he did yesterday.
He does to me, too. His eyes aren't oozing.
Yeah. Which is good. That means he's getting better, not worse.
He needs to rest.
We had him on the phone earlier. The girls were saying he sounded like most of us guys sound when we get sick.
Pathetic. And you go, I'm okay.
I personally
have to prove how sick you are.
Yeah.
It turns out there's a reasonable explanation for this, you guys.
Oh, okay.
We got a text message from a member from Kid Nation saying, guys are so pitiful when they're sick because they actually are affected by colds and infections worse than women due to a higher body temperature. And when they're sick, they run a higher fever, which intensifies symptoms.
Whatever.
My husband made sure to send me an article proving it. So there's an article saying that. I agree.
You can find an article proving anything.
That's true.
How that women have so much to do around the house, we're not allowed to be sick. I remember being so sick one time, and I just told my daughter, she was old enough to kind of just sit there and watch TV by herself.
Yeah.
Just let mommy take a nap for like two Barneys or whatever. That's how you tell kids time.
Yeah.
And she just sat there at the bed, mommy. She won't let you rest. And men, same way. You won't let you. There's too much to do for a woman. We're not allowed to be sick. So we overcome sickness.
You sound like my wife.
We overcome it.
I've had all I can stands. I can't stands no more.
If my eyes were swollen shut, I would be here today.
I know you
I'm
would.
I'm just saying.
I know you
yeah,
would.
Yeah, you would.
You would. Kelly would.
Nothing against Big
Al. It's not about coming to work or not, though, in my opinion. It's not about what you're not capable of doing. It's about how men go.
Well, we don't get sick that
they just
often.
Moan, you know, they just make these noises that women don't, because I agree, we might both feel terrible, but we're at least either laying there dead or, you know, trying to get through the day, and you guys just like
we don't mean to, it just comes out of our mouths.
You revert to babies.
Yeah,
we have to become your mommies.
It's okay, though.
Which I don't mind to a point.
It makes you feel good when you take care of your man.
I like taking care of a sick guy. It's been a long time.
Are you guys starting to feel like your eyes are itchy?
No.
I don't want to talk about it, but my left eye is starting to feel goopy. Does it look okay?
Is it going to be the Kelly and Jenna hour?
Does it look okay?
You've been rubbing it, so it's a little red now.
It's really, it feels...
The cornea?
This thing?
Is that the cornea?
The cornea is on the eyeball.
It's the white part, isn't it?
What's the
little pinky part in the corner.
Yeah, what's the pink corner?
That catches all the sleep boogers.
The pink corner.
Your pink corner is really pink.
My tear duct. Is it really?
Yeah. Bad on that eye.
You've been rubbing it.
Look at it, Kelly. Look at the
irritated.
At his left one.
It's irritated.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, now everybody's all paranoid.
I don't want to get sick.
Well, then quit thinking about it.
That's what people do. You tend to rub your eyes more when it's top of mind.
Don't
touch
give it
your
energy.
Face.
Just keep going.
Keep your paws down. We're gonna
have
to.
Because it's so my left eye is super itchy right
look
now.
Look at Kid TV.
Oh my god.
Is it bad?
No,
is it bad, you guys?
Bad. It's not that bad.
Oh.
Because I'm high.
No. Oh man.
You're fine.
No, I'm not fine, Kelly. I'm sick.
Then go.
All right.
Yeah, go home.
Because that's what you're going to do. You're going to touch your paws all over everything in here.
Are they making fun of me out there?
Yes.
I'll be a man about it.
All right. So what are we doing
here? I
feel
good about it.
What are we doing?
We're going to play Beat the Bank in just a second.
Okay.
We got to remember that it is Kelly Raspberry's birthday.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight? What are you doing today for the birthday?
Well, today I'm going to get my roots done because my daughter put her hand over her mouth. Literally, she's like... Mommy, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but that's bad. So I'm going to get my hair roots done as soon as we say.
That's a good birthday
keep
treat.
Looking up because that's where it all is. I'm out the door to get my hair done. And then I'm meeting Alan for lunch.
Oh, really? Little lunch action?
Yes, we're having lunch. And then I'm going to go get my daughter from school.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go home and get ready. And then Emma, Kelly, and Alan are taking me to dinner.
Hello, I'm
and
Alan.
It's all a surprise.
Really?
I'll tell you tomorrow what we did because
okay.
I don't know.
And she likes Alan.
She does.
Good.
He's very
That's fun. Yeah, but he has kids, so
he has
kids. He's good with her.
And he does magic, and she loves that. He's teaching her. He's breaking the magician's
code. Wait. You're dating a magician?
I didn't tell you that.
You're dating a magician?
Yes, he knows magic, Jenna.
Why didn't you come out of the gate with that?
Were you not in the room when I was... You had to be in here when I was telling that. Where... Was that off the air?
It was off the air.
I can't remember what's on the air and off the air. I can't remember sometimes.
My God.
He does magic.
Balloon animals? What else?
I don't know if he does balloon animals.
What kind of tricks?
He does like card tricks and
what's his magician
magic.
Name? Does he have a magician name?
I'll let him tell you
the
that.
The great.
He does.
He
what
does have
is
one.
His magic name?
You got to tell
he
us
He might
that.
Have one. No,
what is it?
I'll
give us a hint.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Is it the amazing Alan?
No.
Is there alliteration with the A's?
Might have something to do involving his name, but no, you have to ask him for yourself.
The great Aldini?
He's teaching her how to do little card tricks to impress her friends.
The Alanusionist?
The Aluya or
you might come up with one better than the one he has.
I like the great Aldini.
Oh, I want a magician name
now.
Wow. David Copperfield.
Yeah, he does. On our second date, he whipped out a pack of cards. I'm like, what are you doing? He starts doing card tricks. I'm just looking at him like,
you don't like
I can't believe you're doing card tricks.
Is he good at them, though, or is he a bad magician?
He's good.
Because that'd be funny. And none of the tricks ever work.
Of course, Kelly would be the bit killer during his magic.
No, he's good. I'm like,
he's like, I see it.
And then he did it for my friend's kids. And she's like, will you come do that at my birthday party? So now everybody's wanting him to come do magic at their birthday parties. He loves it.
I want him to teach me
a magic
trick.
Will he do my birthday?
Sure.
What is it?
The Magic Touch, Jenna. Magicians love this song.
Oh my gosh, now Ellen finally has a theme song.
Yep.
We gotta find some good. I want Magic Man. Yeah. Heart Magic Man. That would be a good Ellen theme song.
Yeah.
Magic Man by Heart. Get that one, Trey.
All right. Oh, it turns out I can't get sick, you guys.
Why?
According to Kid Nation, us Mexicans don't get sick. But if we do, we use Vicks. Which is true.
Put vapor rub.
Put Vicks on that pink corner.
No, you put it on the bottom of your feet.
Or the Webble.
What?
We use a Webble. An egg. An egg can heal all things, Jenna.
How?
Yeah.
My grandma used to make me put it under the bed, and apparently it sucks out all the bad stuff.
Well, if you put Vicks vapor rub on the bottom of your feet and put socks on and go to bed, you'll feel better the next day.
Okay.
Because everything's connected through your feet.
Is that Alan's magic trick?
No.
All right, so Big Al Mac is out sick, and he appointed his rapping duties. I said duties. To Ryan from Kid TV.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hold on, we got to turn on your mic.
Testing.
There you are.
Be careful with those buttons over there. Don't touch them.
Already disinfected everything.
You did? Okay,
I'm trying
good.
Not to get sick. Before I do the big beat the bank, a quick shout out to some Kid TV viewers.
Of course.
Ryan always gives shout
outs. We got Sawyer, Nessa, Ange, RB, Boo Boo, Randy, and Ashley thinks you're sexy, JC. So.
Oh, hey, Ashley. What's up, girl?
Shout out to Ashley.
Anybody say happy birthday, Kelly, on Kid TV?
Oh, tons of happy birthdays.
Okay, good.
It's all,
as long as I remember it's my birthday.
Oh, and happy birthday, Kelly.
Thank you, Ryan.
If I was a magician, I'd be Abra Chupacabra.
Abracadalan.
All right.
Is that it?
Abracadalan. That's cute. I love
Well,
that.
Someone said it's Abracadabra Allen, so I just combined it.
I like that.
Abracadalan. Is it
Abracadalan? I like that. That's
I'm going to keep
it.
Guessing Alan's okay. magic name.
Ryan, how did you feel when Big Al Max said your name? To do the rap.
Felt honored.
Yeah.
It was kind of a give up after I suggested it. It's like, all right, Ryan can do it.
Yes. But I was excited.
You got this?
Yeah,
you
I got
good?
It. I was
okay.
just trying to rhyme. And
you practiced?
Oh, I didn't practice.
Perfect.
Maybe I should have done
so
that.
So you're just
no,
like Big Al. Okay. You ready, Ryan?
Let's go.
All right, let's play. Nope.
Nope, wrong
no,
one.
No, that's the wrong one, Trey.
The bang.
No, hold on, Ryan. Bang. There you go.
Out. Here's my chance.
Louder.
But I'm nervous and just beat my pants.
That was good.
That's pretty
that
good,
good,
Ryan.
Thank
that's
you.
Good.
Thank
that was
you.
Good.
I gotta clean that up.
That was actually really good. Big Al made a good decision.
Yes.
By appointing Ryan.
Maybe this is the start of something. New and different.
Just don't come in, Big Al. You're good.
See, this
I think we shouldn't whisper it, though. It's hard to hear.
No, the whisper is what makes it, though.
I know, you just got to put some oomph behind it.
That right there is the reason why you should never miss work. Because somebody could come in and do it better.
And have
That's
better
exactly
hair.
That's exactly what I said.
That's why Kelly never
Everybody's
missed.
Replaceable.
Kelly's been saying that
Everybody
all
is replaceable.
Kelly would come in here if her arm fell off.
I would.
No,
I don't agree
Al.
That everyone's replaceable.
Who do you think is not replaceable in the studio, Jenna? I'd say Kelly.
You better.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is. At this point, I hope people have grown to love us as friends and people, and they would miss us. I think everyone, I mean, come on, we're already down to four.
After Trey hit the wrong button.
We gonna get rid of more?
After Trey hit the wrong button, I'd say Shannon.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Trey?
Showing you just how bad he can make the rest of the day for you.
You can't get the music up.
All right, hopefully all right. We can give some money away.
Let's meet our contestant for this hour. Hi, Rachel. How you doing this morning?
Oh, hi. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Are you sad that Big Al Max missing the show today?
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
baby.
Yes.
Oh, good, Ryan. That's good. Ryan's filling in for Al.
Hey, how you doing today? You looking? What are you wearing in shoes and socks and stuff?
What you wearing, Rachel?
Work clothes.
Oh, work clothes?
What else would Al ask her?
Rachel, how do I feel today? Oh, wait.
Not yet.
Oh, Rachel, sorry.
You wait for that.
Hopefully we've lightened the mood a little bit and you're not quite as nervous to play Beat the Bank now.
A little bit.
So you're wearing work clothes? What do you do for work?
I work at a finance company.
Okay.
Numbers.
Yeah.
You good? We love finances.
We do.
Math.
Make sure you turn in your taxes coming up here in a couple days.
Yeah, but they've extended it to Monday.
Oh, that's right. Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those are done. I am done with that.
Oh, you are? Congratulations. Cool. Man, we can give you a little extra money here with Beat the Bank. Here's how the game works, okay? We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. They increase the longer you stay in there. You just have to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. It can get up to $1,000. You still have to say stop. That's how much you will win. And if you don't and it closes on you, you get nothing, Rachel. We don't want that.
Okay, no.
Okay. Fake Al Mac, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little Luke Cold today.
Luke
I don't know.
Luke Cold?
Yeah. Just Big Al sent me those vibes through the phone before, and that's what he wanted
Luke
me to say.
Luke Cold. Okay. So now Ryan,
Fake Al Mac,
doesn't know how high it's going to go. No. That's the only thing he can tell you what he's feeling.
Yeah. You just feel it out.
None of us know.
You'll be fine, Rachel.
You got this.
Okay, are you ready? Let's get ready. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$150. $430. $490. $520. $580. $740. $1,000.
Stop!
Oh, Rachel!
I didn't think she was gonna say stop after 1,000.
Did it take a second for
you know? This is the first $1,000 winner we've had this round.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
Girl,
you welcome Luke Cold, fake out.
What are you talking about? Luke Cold? Rachel, what are you gonna do with $1,000?
Oh my God. Take my boys. We're going on a vacation, so we're gonna have fun.
Oh my gosh, you have fun. How many boys? What are their names?
I have two, Brayden and Chase.
Brayden and Chase.
Six and three.
Aww. Oh,
that's fun. They're going to be excited.
They're going to be excited. What? Mommy was on Beat the Bank.
Yeah.
Yes, they usually love it, but they're at school now.
Aww. Well, you could tell them. You could let them listen later. We'll send you a recording or something. Rachel, congratulations. Hold on for us. We'll get you set up. $1,000 for Rachel.
Finally, yay.
Finally got our $1,000 winner.
Hey, we were all silently yelling stop, and she didn't listen to us because I wouldn't have stayed in.
I was saying stop at 7:40. That's when I was bailing.
Realize how wussy I've gotten as I've gotten older. Yeah. I'd be bailing in the fours.
Yeah. Fake Al Mac, well done.
Thank you very much.
Man.
Thank you, Luke Cold. That's your new name.
Yeah, Luke Cold.
We might have to bring you back in next time we play Beat the Bank in an hour because you're good luck for Kid Nation.
$2,000, maybe.
And apparently your Big Al Mac impersonation is on point, according to everybody.
Good.
Yeah. So there's that. Coming up next, we want to celebrate Wednesday. We do a thing called Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. That's where you get to call us in and you get to ask whatever you want.
Whatever.
Maybe we missed a story that you wanted us to talk about or you want to talk about it. We're here for you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. I've always wanted to do that.
You're so good at it, Jenna.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Can you win up to $1,000 playing Beat the Bank? Of course you can. Rachel just did. Last play. We'll play again here coming up in about 40 minutes. No, 30 minutes. We're about 30 minutes away from round two.
Morning just whizzing by.
I know. We have Love Letters to Kelly coming up in 20 minutes with our qualified love expert, Kelly Raspberry.
So highly qualified.
Hey, what qualifies you?
Kid told me to do it. That's how qualified
dang right.
I am. He made me do it.
You're life qualified. You've been there, done that. And we still have Kelly Showbiz Top 5 coming up if you missed what's going on with the celebrities. And Anderson Cooper called us yesterday. We'll play that interview in about an hour. I love his giggle. Love his giggle. And we're getting ready for Iggy Azalea to visit us tomorrow. She'll be live in studio tomorrow morning, 8:20 Central.
Yep, not rapping.
Not rapping or singing.
Just talking.
Just talking. Got that song,
Team. I like her team. I like that.
Yeah. So we'll talk to her. We'll see what's going on. And she seems like she's cool to talk about anything. So
we'll see.
Nothing off limits so far. It's Whatever Wednesday. We're missing one today. If you haven't noticed, Big Al Mac has
something
in his eyes.
I think it's an allergic reaction to something.
Or pink eye.
So that takes care of probably half the calls on Whatever Wednesday. Where's Big Al?
Yeah. So there you go. There you go. Yep. That's done. It's also Kelly Raspberry's birthday. She's gonna go hang out with the boy today.
Yeah, I'm going to get my hair did.
Get her hair did.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go out with her daughter, too.
Mm-hmm. Tonight. They're surprising me.
Do you know what you're eating yet?
They're surprising me. I don't know where we're going to eat.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm getting. I'm excited.
Can't wait to hear that. You know what you never told us? So the Housewives of Dallas premiered, and you were going to drop the bombshell.
I did on Twitter.
You did.
She dropped it.
I did. Nobody cared. We didn't really talk about it that much
yesterday. No, we didn't. But one of the girls is with a guy that you possibly could have dated.
Well, possibly. A friend of I guess his and mine, a mutual friend, a while back wanted to set me up with Dr. Duber.
The plastic surgeon.
Imagine what I'd be looking like right now if that would have worked out.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know me walking in here.
Why didn't that work out? It just didn't happen?
Never worked out. Oh. I never met him. I still haven't met him, I don't think. I met his wife now at the screening.
And she works with him.
Yeah, she's like his assistant. I would obviously not be able to do that for him. So I'm sure he made the better choice.
Yeah. For Whatever Wednesday, Jenna, I love you so much. How's life with your new puppy? That's from Jessica.
Oh, Jessica, I love you too. Thank you. Puppy's great. Puppy was humping my face this morning. She started humping.
It's hump day.
It is hump day, but she's humped occasionally. She humped a boy last week. That was weird. I mean, a human boy.
Now, you adopted two at first, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people, I think they've missed it. Yeah, I got two. I wanted two.
Yeah.
And they had been living in the same foster. But the little boy, he didn't like it very much from the moment I brought him home. He jumped in the pool and sank to the bottom. I had to go in fully clothed. I felt like he was a little suicidal. The thing is, he had just gone through a lot and bonded with his foster mom. She took great care of him.
Yeah.
So I begged her to keep him. Because he was sad. He didn't eat
he
for
loved
a week.
The foster
he didn't
mom.
Eat. He didn't play. And I couldn't do that. So, yeah. So now he's back with foster mom. And she says he's happy with her. So that's great news.
And
so
Wheezy's doing
out.
Great. Wheezy's cool.
Wheezy is cool. So Wheezy's chilling. Wheezy's cool. She jogs.
With you? She jogs?
Every day I take her on the same walk around this long block. And when we turn the corner to come home, she just goes
sprints
in the middle of the street and she wants to run. She likes to jog it in.
She is an in-shape pug. She is in shape.
She is fit. She's fit with big nips. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say that?
Yeah, that's
I don't
hilarious.
Know.
She does have big nips for a dog.
I don't know if we can say that.
Let's welcome Dominic to the show. Hey, Dominic.
Hello.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. How old are you, Dominic?
I am 12.
12 years old. I am being told you, sir, have a joke for us.
Yeah.
Wait. See your music intro.
Oh, we're setting you up.
Wah, wah. Oh.
Wah, wah. Okay, go ahead, Dominic.
Okay. What do you call a famous skeleton detective?
A famous skeleton detective. What do you call him?
Sherlock Bones.
And we laughed all night.
Sherlock Bones. Sherlock Bones. Well done, Dominic.
Well done.
You going to school right now?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Learn stuff.
I'm in sixth grade. I'm about to finish sixth grade, actually.
Oh, nice. Hey, did they make math super hard for you guys now?
Yes.
Like, you got to explain everything?
Yes.
What's it called? What do they call it now?
I have no idea, but right now we're learning about integers and pre-algebra and stuff.
Integers. I haven't heard that word
integers.
In so long.
Integers. What are integers?
Well, obviously, you don't need to know a lot about integers in the radio business.
Exactly.
Integers are like negative numbers, like -2, -10.
Boom.
You sound like British or something.
Are you British?
I'm not British. Everyone in my school calls me British, and I hate that.
Well, no, don't hate. Where are you from?
I'm from San Antonio.
Well, why do you sound British?
I'm more American than anything.
Why do you sound British?
I don't know. It's just my accent.
Oh. Hey, you keep that going because that accent is cool.
It's cool. It makes you different, and different is
yeah.
cool.
All right, Dominic. Cheerio, mate. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, mate.
I don't know why they say I sound British. I hate it.
Oh, Kelly, you're going to be so mad what the British people did.
What did the Brits
since Dominic
do?
Since we brought it up. Actually, you're going to be mad at Match.com for a second. So some Match.com ads went up in England this week, and it shows a picture of a woman with red hair, pale skin, ton of freckles. And the slogan says, quote, "If you don't like your imperfections, someone else will."
So they're saying she's imperfect.
Whoa.
So a bunch of people got mad.
That's not cool.
The redhead people got mad, and so now they're taking them down.
That's not cool.
That is not cool. Because that is not imperfection. Freckles are cool, and so is red hair.
I used to lay out just long enough to get freckles on my nose. I thought they were adorable. That makes me mad.
Yeah, I love freckles.
Well, we all know how you feel about redheads.
I love redheads.
I've never forgotten.
I love you. I love Ed Sheeran.
Whatever.
I love my grandma.
I'll never forget how disgusted you were by the redheads.
I was not. You're twisting words. That's what Common Core math is what it's called. Thank you so much. We were talking. That's the new thing they're teaching kids. If we were stranding on a deserted island.
Oh, don't be who we gonna eat first.
No, it's not
always,
that. No,
okay, good.
I always say Kelly because she has good white meat and she moisturizes.
Emily wants to know what three things we would want to have on that island.
Kelly, so I could eat her. I don't know these questions because honestly, I don't want to live alone on a deserted island. Like I wouldn't want to live. It'd be miserable.
Yeah, you take a cyanide pill, a gun.
Assuming we can't take people, assuming it's just we're stuck by ourselves, I'd want electricity, a TV, and my PlayStation.
Oh yeah, my gosh. It's like these hypotheticals. I mean, what are you going to do?
Would
you want to take some with you? No, you love them enough that you don't want them to be stuck there with you.
Yeah.
So I'd rather suffer alone
than
have someone else stuck there with me, I guess.
You guys want to talk sports with Manny?
Oh, yes.
Manny, what would you like to know?
I was just wondering what was Don's opinion about the historical day that's going to happen today in basketball.
Kelly Raspberry, please take
Kobe
it away.
Kobe Bryant's last game.
Yeah. Kobe Bryant's last game.
I knew that.
What else?
There's something else?
Yeah, there's a historical event that could occur. With a different team.
The Golden State.
Golden State.
I don't know. That's the only one I know.
If the Golden State Warriors win tonight, they will have the most wins in a regular season.
Great.
Ever?
I don't care about that kind of fact. Why is that a big deal?
Because that doesn't happen very often.
Men just like stats and sports.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I like sports. I don't care about stats.
Manny, what are you excited for? Are you excited for Kobe's last game or the record being broken, possibly?
Actually, for both. But the biggest one is the record. Because also, Seth Curry is really close to 400 three-pointers in a regular season. And that's never, ever happened before.
Great, Manny. What did you think about Cristiano Ronaldo's performance yesterday?
I didn't watch the game.
He scored a hat trick.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a big deal. Yeah.
Just because, man, he's Mexican, you think he's watching soccer, huh?
Very stereotypical.
Well, he was calling to talk sports, and that was a huge deal.
That was a huge deal.
Yeah.
You love soccer too, Jeff.
I just know Kobe's done. That's all I know. Is basketball season over? Is that why he's done?
Tonight's the last game.
I thought the Lakers
playoffs.
Aren't doing well.
Right. Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, the Lakers suck this year.
That's unfortunate. Maybe another team can let him play with them.
That's not how it works.
I think he's old and tired.
Can't they trade now and let him play with a winning team so he can go out with maybe a ring?
No, they have. Well, he has plenty of rings. He's won plenty of rings.
You want to go out winning.
You do, but he's
I would have like played another year hoping the team would turn things around.
Oh, they're not going to. They're not. Lakers looking bad, Kelly. I'm sorry. How and when did the Kenzie voice start? Kid Craddock used to do a bit called the Kenzie bit. And it started when I first went out to dinner with you guys. We went to this restaurant, Mexican restaurant, and my wife got some tortilla soup. And she took a big spoonful of it, put it in her mouth, put it down, looked right at Kid, and said, I am so full.
One sip of soup.
And that tickled Kid so much.
Yeah.
Like that tickled. He came in the next morning doing that voice.
I am so full.
And so he started asking me to bring him stories from our day-to-day life with Kenzie. And we would start writing these bits. And then he would insert jokes here and there. That sometimes Tommy I liked.
Gold.
Sometimes I liked. Sometimes I did not like the jokes.
Yes.
But yeah, that's how it started. Basically started with her eating some soup and being super full.
Awesome.
Oh, we have a potential love letter to Kelly here from Kelly.
It is Whatever Wednesday.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly is coming up.
It is coming up. So to kick it off, here's Kelly asking Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey.
Kelly, I just got engaged. And my mom is really kind of upset.
Why?
I think in her mind, I'm going to quit my job and then just settle down and have babies. And she told me, well, I guess that you would be more career oriented. How do I explain to her that just because I'm getting married doesn't mean that I'm just like giving up on my career forever?
I think you just let your mom talk and kind of pat her on the head and tell her everything's going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to convince her otherwise except by living your life the way it's going to pan out. You know, she's losing her baby. She's, you know, had all these dreams for you. And I'm sure, let her get really involved in the wedding planning. It'll probably distract her from giving you all this advice.
She wants to be.
Yeah, but just like listen to her, let her get it off her chest, mm-hmm. and just say it's okay, mom. It's gonna be okay, mom. That's all you can really do.
You just gotta show her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep living your life. It's just you gotta let mom just get it out.
Do your thing.
And like that's the worst thing ever.
It's
if that's what you decided to do.
Right.
Out of all the things you could do with your life, you get it married and then want to have babies and be happy at home. Who cares?
You can't like give her a right. Okay, if it makes her happy, write a contract. I promise I won't quit my job. Signed. You know. I don't know. I just think you should just keep let her talk. Let her just. There's so many emotions probably going on for her right now, and that's the only way she's expressing it.
Right.
So I love you, mommy, that kind of thing.
In the end, it is your life, Kelly, you know, and whatever makes you happy should be what you go with. And congratulations.
The minute you give her a grandbaby, this is going to be.
Oh, guaranteed.
She won't remember any of this.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Yes,
you have fun, okay?
I'm excited for you.
All right. Look at that. Live love letter to Kelly. And hold on, before we go to break, we got to take this call here.
Okay.
Because Jet has something for us. Jet heard the joke earlier and said, I got this.
All right. Hi, Jet.
Hi, Jet.
Hi.
How old are you, Jet?
Four.
You're four?
Four.
Well, you're 4 years old, and you have a joke for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You ready?
Go ahead.
What do you get when an elephant sneezes?
What do you get when an elephant sneezes?
I don't know. What?
You get out of the way.
Oh. That is a good one.
Well, hey, Jet, who taught you that joke?
My brother.
Your
brother's very funny, and so are you.
Well done.
Name, Jet.
Jet with the joke right there. That was actually pretty good.
That was
good
cute.
Delivery. I'm trying to teach Kaysen how to do jokes. He's 4 too.
Teach him that one. That's funny.
That is a funny one.
Easy to remember.
Easy and funny and to the point.
Oh.
Coming up next, we got love letters to Kelly.
Yay.
Kelly, are you ready with your advice?
I am.
We do it every single Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
And we're about to get to it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al is not here today. He has weird eyes today.
He has the pink.
We think it's pink eye. He says it might be an infection.
Double pink.
We don't know. We don't know, but hopefully he'll be back tomorrow because Iggy Azalea will be in studio with us. We also have Beat the Bank. Round 2 coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll have you call in, and then you have a shot at winning up to $1,000 like Rachel did. Finally had our first $1,000 winner.
Yeah.
And if you're watching Kid TV, you just got a glimpse of what Big Al Mac is looking like this morning.
It looks like he's crying Vaseline.
So goopy. It is. This is just gross. His eyes look bad.
Well, quit looking at it.
I can't help it.
It's like a train wreck. You just have to look.
And then we're also missing Psycho Shannon, who usually runs the main control room. She has the flu. What will we catch?
Guys, we're in the zone. My throat from all angles. Kelly's throat's been...
It's been sore for a couple days.
Yeah, Kelly's throat's
I think it's
hurting. My left eye's starting to feel goopy, but I think it's just my mind playing tricks. Jenna, you're feeling good?
I mean, my heart's always a little down.
Well, maybe Kelly can fix it.
Because
it's time to do...
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been with my girlfriend for almost 3 years, living together pretty much the whole time. I love her very much, but things have gotten a little rocky, to say the least. She has a thyroid problem, and it affects her drive. It's been almost 2 years since we've been intimate, and I am going crazy. 2 years out of 3 years of being together? That's bad news. She just finished cosmetology school a couple months ago and still doesn't have a job. I've been keeping our heads barely above water financially, and the amount of hours required to do so is killing me. Every time I try to talk to her about it, she gets defensive, and it becomes an argument. I don't know what to do and could use some serious advice. I've tried being romantic, loving, caring. What else should I do? Like I said, I love her with all my heart, but everyone else in my life has told me I deserve better. Please help, Devin.
Devin, I mean, you do deserve a fulfilled life, and if she is not taking action to try to make the situation better, then this is the life you're stuck with. So if she's not seeking medical help, seeking holistic alternatives, seeking something, because you do deserve that in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
No.
To go through life without that intimacy. So unless she's taking positive steps to get that back, it's very important for a healthy relationship. And also taking some steps to get a job. She's probably depressed.
She's depressed.
Everything is. And when someone's depressed, you can't. It's hard to get them to even want to do something for themselves.
Right.
But if she's faced with you leaving, I mean, you have to just be honest with her and say, this isn't the life I want for us. And unless you're able to do these things, I'm going to have to. I mean, that's what you have to do.
That's like a great guy. Yeah.
Sounds like a great guy. That's a long time to hang in there.
Most guys would have already bailed.
For sure.
Or they would have strayed.
But if she's not trying to get help, you have to decide, am I willing for this to be my life for the rest of my life? Because that's what you're going to be stuck with.
Right.
And I don't think that's fair for someone.
Yeah.
Not fair to him.
No.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, this letter right here, Kelly. Ooh, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I try.
I have been dating my boyfriend for 1.5 years, and we talked about marriage, but he was married before, and his wife and 2 kids passed away in a car accident.
Oh, no.
He has them tattooed on his chest, and this is where she takes it the wrong way. And I want him to get them covered up because I want to marry him. So before I marry him, I want him to cover up. When I told him, he got really mad and told me no, because he's not getting rid of what he has left of his babies. I feel like he can't move on with me if he's hanging on to the past. What should I do, Marla?
What should you do? What should he do? He should dump your butt.
Yeah.
He should be done. I hope he's listening.
I'm surprised she brought that up to him.
Gosh, I mean. That's unbelievable. He stayed.
Right?
I can't believe he stayed. He might be just so sad and wanting somebody to fill a huge void for him that he's willing to stay with this horrible woman.
Like,
that's horrible.
How insecure are you that you can't have him have those tattoos? That's insecurity
right there, right?
Awful. I don't know why women, I mean, I haven't even dated a guy with a bunch of kids like this or that's been, you know, I haven't had that dramatic situation, but I'm aware that I will always, you will come second. And that's how it should be.
Sure.
If you're going to date a guy that has a former life like that, you know, or that, I mean, in any situation, you're going to come second and it should be that way. I don't understand why girls have such a hard time with that, especially in this situation.
This is not a good thing.
He should have a place in his life for them. Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
But, you know, people think that. She's just the one verbalizing it. Oh, yeah. Awful.
You know, maybe Marla just needed to hear that.
Say, Marla, that you're horrible?
No, not that she's horrible, but that he needs to have that to hold on to his past. He needs
All
that.
All he has is ink.
He needs to be looking for somebody else.
Solid advice.
I mean, seriously.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 24-year-old college graduate living in my parents' house. I'm currently working full-time, but not quite financially stable yet. I'm in a relationship with my boyfriend of 3.5 years who lives in Houston. Not sure where Jenny is at, but obviously long distance. And he comes to visit as much as he can, but he's also a full-time worker. I would like to go visit him, but my parents are just so overprotective and strict. I'm living in a house full of frustration because I can't do what I want to do. They say it's improper to go visit a boy. I already sat down and calmly talked to them about this, but they're not going to have it. And what they say is the law. They say if I want to move out and do my own thing, I would have to get married. What should I do now?
Well, you don't have to get married to move out, but you need to move out. Because I just believe as long as you're under your parents' roof, that you have to abide by the parents' rules. My belief. You're a grown adult. You figure a way. You get a roommate. You eat ramen noodles.
Yeah.
You live in an apartment that's not up to probably what your standards are as living with your parents' house. But if you want to act like adult, then start behaving like an adult and start paying your own way. You don't have to get married to move out. But you do have to move out if you want to go see your boyfriend, because that's the rules your parents have set. Well, and that's just my belief. Now, you can say, but she's 24. Well, that's the bargaining chip the parents have. Yeah. We are providing a roof over your head. Take away that bargaining chip and you can do whatever you want.
Did you move out right away from your parents' house?
I moved out, but then I moved back home.
Yeah.
I was living at home because I moved away to Atlanta. It's a long story short, but I was on my own. I moved back. And when I was 27 years old, I was living at home with my parents working 3 part-time jobs.
Was daddy giving you rules like that?
It was bad. You know, I would come home late and stuff and they didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, he'd sit up and wait for me a couple nights. That wasn't good. But, you know, because we're rebels. I would rebel too. But then I got the job here. So I was 27. I mean, things happen in life. I did go out on my own and end up coming home.
But don't disrespect the rules they have set, because that is their home.
If that's their rule, they're strict parents.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
I mean, you get an apartment. You figure it out.
Yeah.
You don't, you know.
You want liberty? Pay for it.
Yeah, exactly it. It's exactly
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I was FWB.
Yes, friends with benefits.
Yep. With a guy for a year and a half, but things got complicated and everything stopped. Yeah, so then
one of you fell in love.
Mm-hmm, probably her. Then I started talking to a new guy and it was great, but then I get the text. Hey, not looking for a relationship. Can we be FWB?
Mm.
I said no, and I told him I wanted a real relationship, so we stopped talking.
Good.
Now, I just started talking to a new guy, and once again, he just wants to be friends with benefits.
These are actual conversations people have now.
What
She's
am I,
been triple FWB. Like, I don't I don't think anyone's ever directly said that.
What am I doing wrong? I'm not sending them pics or leading them down that route that makes them think that I want to be FWB.
But you don't think you are.
But that seems like that's all the guys that I talk to want to be. Help me, Kelly. Kate.
I mean, you might think you're not sending out those signals. It's like when I told a girl that says, all my boyfriends cheat on me. I was like, well, no, there's something about you that's attracting a cheater.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because not all men cheat. All my boyfriends abuse me. No, not every man's an abuser. You're attracting abusive men. So you have to really look at yourself and say, what am I giving off? What vibe am I giving off that's attracting men who don't want me for anything else but that? And that's just an honest conversation. You might have to ask a couple of your girlfriends or a couple of your really close guy friends.
Yeah.
And just, you might be blind to the fact that what
Because maybe,
giving.
You know, I see this happen with girlfriends, and I don't know
all
her situation. But no, it's just that a lot of times, girls, things have just gotten so casual that a guy might text you on a Friday night at 8 or 9 o'clock.
You're available.
And we can sit there and have these rules, like if he texts me before 7 or after 10 or whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is, if a guy, for me at least, if a guy's not asking me a few days in advance, I say no, even if I want to go out with him. I've had guys who go, hey, come over for dinner tonight. And sorry, it's just that it makes me feel like I was probably third picked. And, you know, if you're asking me like 20 minutes before you want me to come over, yeah. And some girls will say, well, that's fine. It was before 10.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care, you know, because that's putting you in this like, well, I'll just take what I can get.
Easy. You're easy. You're giving off something. There's something you're doing. You don't realize you're doing it, but you're doing it to attract. If you're done this 3 times in a row.
And all 3 guys have said it. Because you said it right. Like, guys usually don't even say we're friends with benefits.
Well, who has these conversations?
I've never.
Just do it.
You just learn that that's what you are.
Right.
Yeah.
So at least they're being up front with it.
Yeah.
That's Love Letters to Kelly right there. If you want to write one, go to KidNation.com. We have a tab set up, or you can always text the show. We'll try to find it. And hopefully we can read it on Wednesday, and Kelly will solve your problems just like that.
I will do my best.
And boy, is Kid Nation angry with the lady that wants the man to cover up the tattoo.
That's bad.
That is really bad.
I hope she used a fake name, because that's bad.
That is bad.
That is really bad.
How is she jealous? I mean.
Exactly. That's what Kid Nation's saying. Like, we're getting hundreds of text messages saying that woman is not very nice.
No.
We got your back. We got your back. And we got your back with the money, too. It's time to play Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will have Fake Al Mack in here to do the rap. And your shot at winning up to $1,000 happens when we get caller number 19 next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away tuition to 5 camps this year. KidNation.com where you sign up. We also got Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 20 minutes. Kelly will catch you up with everything going on in the celebrity world.
Yep.
Anderson Cooper is going to be calling the show in about 30 minutes. We'll chat with him about his new book.
I feel like I'm in the club right now.
So hype right now. Fake Al Mac will make his way into the studio here. Why do we have Fake Al Mac here today? Because Big Al Mac is out sick for the first time in years. Last time he was out was because he was on strike.
Can we read Al's update text?
Yeah, here's an update from Big Al Mac. Because we're like, oh, hope you feel better because your eyeballs are swollen and they're goopy. And it looks like he has Vaseline on his eyes, but he doesn't. They're just like that.
Yeah.
And he said, it's okay. I took an Uber to the drugstore. He said he would wait for me to get Benadryl and eye drops. But he left. He gets 0 stars. If you're that driver, we would like to talk to you.
He probably went straight to the car wash to get the sanitized everything, you know?
Because I bet you Al made him turn on our show. And we're talking about how Al has pink eye. And he looks in the back and he's like, dude, I don't want to catch this goopy mess. So that's why you got left, Big Al Mac. So if you're the driver, we would like to hear from you. But right now, Fake Al Mac, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're filling in for Big Al Mac. He appointed you to do the rap.
There's tons of options. Out of everyone in the office, he picked me, trusted me.
Yeah.
And I think I've been doing a pretty good job. And
you've been with the Kid Nation audience all morning on Kid TV. Yeah, are they proud of you for stepping outside of your box?
What are you doing, Trey? He's not ready.
Trey.
He's throwing him a curveball. He's not ready yet. Poor Fake Al Mac. Yeah, Fake Al Mac, his identity will be revealed right now. It's Ryan from Kid TV.
Hello.
That's Shannon.
We picked a white dude to be Big Al for the day, which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
We picked a skinny white dude to be Big Al.
So why not? All right, you ready, Fake Al Mac?
I'm ready to go.
Now we could have brought
in the other black guy in the office to do it.
Hold on. Another black guy in the office. He's not black.
Why did Kelly and I only get it? Why are we the only ones?
Hold on. We'll get it. Do you get it yet, Ryan?
There's not one.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you guys.
I got scared. I thought that was...
Wait, what?
We have like 15 employees. There's not one. Kelly.
I was like, who did I not know?
We should have kept it going longer.
I know.
Oh, man.
I couldn't believe y'all weren't getting that.
Man, Kelly Raspberry with the jokes on her birthday. Come on now. All right. After that scare, now we will do this.
Beat the bang. Big Al is asleep. Probably snoring. Tune in tomorrow for Luke Cold in the Morning.
Well, okay. Not on beat, a little off beat.
You're ahead of
a lot of words there.
Yeah.
Head of the beat.
In true Al fashion, you put way more words than were necessary for the song.
Practice. Maybe I'll practice tomorrow.
Practice?
Well, Al might be back tomorrow, but he might not. We don't know.
Well, after listening, he's probably going to come back tomorrow. He doesn't want to lose his job to Ryan.
I love that Al's seeing a doctor, yet he's taking an Uber to get... like over-the-counter stuff.
Yeah, and he went to a doc-in-the-box yesterday.
That's the perk in dating a doctor. You get treated at home.
Well, on his Facebook post, Al said that he couldn't have his girl check him out because she was working late, so he had to go to the doc-in-the-box. And then he left the doc-in-the-box.
You doc-in-the-box now. Nobody would be there this
If I was dating a doctor, I'd show up at the hospital like, look at me.
Not Al. Not Al. He'd rather go to the doc-in-the-box. Lisa Cook, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, my God, I'm doing great.
All right.
Oh, I thought we were going to sing the song.
I'm about to. Dude, I can't believe you got sick to me. I'm sorry.
We almost did, Jenna. We almost sang the song. Lisa, what do you do for work, Lisa?
I drive a school bus.
You drive a school bus?
When JC was breaking up, I thought we were both at the same time going to go, oh, the wheels on the bus.
Go around and around.
I hate that song.
I'm sure you do.
I bet you do. I'm sorry.
What age kids do you drive around?
I'm sorry?
How old are the kids that you drive around?
All the way from pre-K to high school.
Okay. Whoa. You got them all up in there.
Yeah, I have them all on the same bus. It's lovely.
Who are the ones that cause the most trouble? The younger ones or the high school kids?
The middle school kids.
Yeah.
Their hormones are just bouncing off the bus walls.
Yeah, they are a mess.
Have you ever yelled, don't make out in the bus?
Not on this bus. Okay. I drove one in North Carolina for a long time, and I did have to say that a couple of times.
So. Yeah, we had kids.
A lot of responsibility.
We had kids on my bus that would make out all the time when I was in third grade. The fifth graders were always trying to kiss back there, and our bus driver would always yell, "Don't make out on the bus."
Oh, you know what? Our bus driver used to ride with the lights on.
Really? So they could see? Yeah.
So they could see, yes.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
All right, Lisa. Here is Fake Al Mac to tell you how Beat the Bank works. Okay, Lisa?
Kids is an organization.
No, Fake Al Mac. We're doing Beat the Bank.
Oh, Beat the Bank is an organization that helps.
No, it's not an organization.
So,
it's a game.
I guess we put you in a vault, scary vault. It's filled with money. It's fun. And you just grab money. And numbers, the banker will throw numbers at you.
Yep.
And they ascend. And but eventually the numbers are going to stop and the bank vault's going to close.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense, but you don't want to be in there or else you won't be able to drive the kids to school, so we got to get you out.
Just say stop.
And then say stop. Don't forget to say stop.
Before
the door closes.
Or you get
no money.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's JC's number he's got wrote down?
Oh, you want to know how I feel for this
one?
I haven't written down my number. I usually do it when the vault is opening. But I will tell you that I personally, I'm feeling so-so.
We did have bank go all the way up to $1,000 last time.
Would you say it's
there is the very real chance that it could go up to $1,000 again, but we do not know.
Yes, Jenna.
Would you say it's
Yeah, I'd say. I'm feeling like, but you can feel it out when you hear the banker saying the numbers. Okay.
I sure will.
It starts, JC will write down what he thinks.
Yeah, after it starts,
I'll
tell you afterwards because I haven't thought about it yet.
All right, okay,
Lisa. Let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
$140. $240. $340. $440. $460. $480. $520. $610.
Okay, 600 what?
Finish it off, friend.
$50.
$650.
Wow.
Lisa.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Yay.
Yes. Lisa, I had written down $610.
That was the next to the last dollar amount he called.
Oh,
yeah.
You surpassed my expectations. Fake Al Mac, what did you write?
I wrote down $620.
Oh, we're on point, dude.
You got it.
Okay, Lisa, so you got $650, okay?
That's yours.
That is incredible. I'm so sad. I can't believe it.
We're going to see how high it would have gone just for fun, okay?
You already got your money. Here you go.
$690.
Okay.
I bet it's going to close now.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah! Oh, God.
Lisa, you played it
most
right.
All of it, girl.
Congratulations, Lisa.
Oh, my goodness. I have been listening every day. I've been practicing and listening. And so
you've been practicing.
Have you been doing well when you practice? Like, you say stop at the correct times?
I've always said stop before it closed, but there's a couple times it's went up to 1,000.
Oh, see?
And I had done stop, but I better safe than sorry. That's for sure.
That's right. That's right.
Lisa, thank you so much for playing. It's a pleasure talking to you. You got $650.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. I so appreciate it.
Thank you. And take care of those kids when you're driving to school. There she goes, Lisa, winning $650 with Beat the Bank.
Practices help,
just
apparently, because
like
she felt it. This isn't going to go much higher, and she was absolutely right.
Turns out Fake Al Mac is good luck today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
More.
Look at you.
$1,650.
That is correct. We gave away $1,000 earlier today, and now $650. And that's coming out of your salary, Fake Al Mac. Sorry about that.
Sorry, George.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, we have a former child model on the phone right now.
Yes.
Who is now an author of a book called The Rainbow Comes and Goes, A Mother and Son on Life, Love, and Loss. He also has an HBO documentary, Nothing Left Unsaid. Say hello to Anderson Cooper, everybody.
Oh, hi, Anderson
hey,
Cooper.
How's it going?
Hey, Anderson.
Our only regret is you're not here in person.
Well, that's always how I prefer to be introduced, as a former child model.
Yeah. Most important things first.
Right.
Hey, Anderson, I was at the MTV Movie Awards over the weekend, and I think I met your celebrity doppelganger.
Aren't you a little old for that?
Yes. Yeah, I am. I am. But so I was talking to Dr. Drew, and he says he always gets confused with being you. And then he said...
Oh, I get that all the time.
Yeah. You do?
It's the hair.
No, we were going to ask.
I was driving the other day, and I was looking out my window in the car, and like some people came up to me. I was in Times Square, and they're like, "Oh my God, I love you! Can I please take your photo?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then as they left, they were like, "Thank you, Dr. Drew. Thank you."
Aww. Do you ever have people come up to you and say, "Can you check this wart out for me?"
That's so funny because I always confuse you with Dr. Dre.
Oh yes, often happens as well. We're equally buff.
Now, your book, The Rainbow Comes and Goes, it says you have a darker outlook on the world than your mom doesn't. Your mom's more lively and she's happy-go-lucky. Is this what most of the book is about, or
it's
what else?
Product from being in the news industry and seeing what you've seen.
Yeah, well, you know, really this book started, I think a lot of people would like to change their relationship with their parent, particularly as their parent gets older. And my mom and I just set out to kind of change our conversation between us and to kind of get to know each other before it's too late. My mom's now 92, wow. And I didn't want there to be anything left unsaid between us. So we ended up spending a year just having this new kind of conversation. We did it over email because it made it easier, but I was able to, you know, kind of learn about her in a new way and ask her all the questions and stuff I'd never asked her about. And some of the stuff, like, I didn't, you know, I was totally surprised. Like, she's had this crazy dating life of, like, she dated Howard Hughes, Errol Flynn, Marlon Brando, Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
Like, so I had no idea that her, you know, love life has been much more interesting than my own.
So your mom was a gold digger.
No, she already had money.
I think his mom had a lot of family money.
No, she actually had more money than a lot of them.
Anderson, where did you find your motivation growing up in such kind of a, you know, blessed world financially? Where did you find your motivation to have this kind of work ethic that you do?
You know, I've always had a real drive. I mean, like you said, I started working when I was 11 as a child model. I wanted to earn my own money. And both my parents, you know, made it clear to me early on that there wasn't any, you know, trust fund or, you know, there was no inheritance. I'd be on my own after college. And I've been actually really thankful for that. I don't think anything good can come of, you know, having a safety net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would pay for your own trips out to cover the wars, right? When you first started?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when I first started, I was going by myself I snuck into Burma. I moved over to Somalia in the early days of a war and a famine there. I was just trying to make my own way.
Did you ever get close to being like a prisoner of war?
No, I've been very lucky. I feel like
but you made him giggle.
Brian
Williams did.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry, Anderson.
You want me to start telling some Brian Williams stories?
No.
Sure.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I mean, I know, what are your thoughts on that kind of thing, though? You're a journalist, so I mean, I'm sure that you know, you might be tempted to embellish the truth.
Yeah, but you're a guy.
Strips credibility from you, yeah.
The most important thing as a journalist is just to be absolutely accurate. And obviously sometimes, look, you're going to make mistakes and you got to own up to them right away. But I don't embellish stories. That's the one thing I think is just, you know, beyond anything else, you just have to try to, you know, be as truthful as you can. And you have to try to be truthful. And that's the number one requirement.
When you sit down to write a book, you decide to write a book, do you start at the beginning, the middle, the end? I mean, I've never written a book.
You don't really sit down to write a book. Like this book between my mom and I started as email conversations, and it was something she and I were just doing for ourselves. And I realized like 3 months into it, you know, this is something I think a lot of people would like to change the relationship they have with their parent before it's too late.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, when my dad died when I was 10, and I used to imagine that he'd maybe written me a letter that would show up when I turned 18 or 21 or, you know, on big life events, telling me everything about himself that I didn't know. And of course there was no letter. And I didn't want that to be the case with my mom. But, you know, we realized about 3 or 4 months into it, you know, I think this could actually help a lot of people. And so we just sort of decided to make it a book. But you usually don't sit down and write a book from the, you know, I've written now, this is my second one. You don't write it from beginning to end. You just start writing stuff and
right.
you know, move things around.
Okay. I find it wonderful that your mom at 92 still knows how to use the email.
Yeah.
And I got my mom an email about 2 years ago, and I couldn't. I was like, I do not have the patience to get her on email. So I actually got a friend of mine to do it who was much more patient than me. Yeah. And it's totally changed her life. She's great at it.
Now she's Snapchatting.
Yeah, she's Snapchatting.
Oh, God, no. Twitter
either. Well, pick up The Rainbow Comes and Goes, A Mother and Son on Life, Love and Loss. It's available right now where books are sold. And also check out the HBO documentary, Nothing Left Unsaid. It's going to premiere on CNN on April 29th. Anderson Cooper, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
It's always fun. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll come out and visit you at the firehouse soon.
Oh, bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.